Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Wilcutt Group breaks down realtor commission rates for Ohio agents. The Wilcutt Group, a Columbus real estate agency, explains that most agents charge 5-6% of the home's sale price, typically split between buyers and sellers agents, and notes that these rates are negotiable. Ohio real estate professionals need clear guidance on standard commission structures to set competitive yet fair pricing in their local markets. Review the full commission breakdown at https://whatpercentagedomostrealtorstake to inform your conversations. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Ohio Realtor Commission Fees Edge Above National Average in 2026 Survey. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Ohio is 5.90%, slightly above the national average of 5.7%. Ohio agents and brokers should monitor local rate trends as they position services in a shifting commission landscape. Review the full Ohio commission data at the source link to benchmark your own fee structure. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlements timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNRs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of OH cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.